Thanks for listening to BS and Beer Media. This podcast is about fantasy football.
It's the Frenemies Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dale. With me, I've got the maestro himself playing the music in the background. Kyle, what was that song you just heard, man?
I don't know, man. At some point, you just put on something for him to watch, and then you just tune out. I think it was Miss Rachel or something like that. Thomas the Train. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just here to get drunk and talk football.
There you go. I know you're at work and you just have that apples and bananas song in your head. I know what's going on, Kyle.
Some baby shark or something like that.
Bro. Baby shark. I know what's going on, bro. I know. And now to another DJ in the background here, because this guy decides to go to Hooters during a podcast. What's up, Tim?
What's up? We got Hooters tonight, guys. All right, so we got the Hooters. And if I'm going to record the podcast, it's the best place to do it, right? I ain't got no baby shark playing in the background. We got all right things in the background. Watch out for our food tonight.
Look, I was going to say it's different kinds of sharks over there.
We've got ladies walking in the background. And so we got Tim with his own shot here, okay, to give you the nice view of the background of what's going on in Tim's world, okay?
You gotta give people what they want, man.
Apparently so, yeah. All right, well, you know, we start this thing off, man. Let's go around, talk about our drinks, and let's talk about our t-shirts, Kyle. What you drinking?
I just ran to the store. I don't know whether it was you, Tim. It was one of y'all. The Cayman Jack margaritas. I got a little itch for them now, so I got a six pack. I'm ready to go with the margaritas. My shirt, actually, nobody cares. Work harder. Just something to live by. But kind of looks odd since I'm so fat. It's just like, well, you know, if you're working harder, then why are you so fat, man? Like, it's redundant at this point, but yeah. Still love the shirt, bro.
Gotcha. All right, Tim, what you drinking?
I'm drinking one of my favorites right here. It's called Golden Road Mango Fun. Look, we got the
DuckTales
on tonight.
All right. All right.
So, yeah.
That's a good one there, Tim. I really like that shirt there. Uncle Scrooge up there.
Holy shit. Mark down what show it is because they'll get me called.
Look, I'm a DuckTales Mark, okay? All right. Well, today, I've got on the Pelican shirt.
Hey.
We got eliminated yesterday, but
man.
Hey, we still representing. We still good.
Yeah.
And the drink. Today, man, we are going with moonshine. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Actual moonshine. This is Sugarland Shine. And this is from Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So of course, moonshine is really strong, but you know, it tastes pretty good though.
But that's what grown men do. Yeah.
A little bit of shine, baby. All right, man. So we're going to get into the show. We've got a lot of things to discuss. We are breaking down the AFC East and AFC North today. Let's go ahead and get started with this thing, man. And hold on, gotta give me a minute because I've got a new way to like do different things here, and so I gotta click a bunch of different buttons, so things might be a little slow. And then plus I'm drinking this moonshine. Probably shouldn't have done all of this when I got the moonshine on, but hey, it is what it is. So let's get started with this thing, AFC East, baby.
The AFC East.
Yes, sir, the AFC East. We're going to start off in Baltimore because that's where the Ravens are. We've had some news come out of Baltimore. We really didn't have much free agent news coming out of the AFC North as a whole, but Baltimore, they started bringing the noise here. And let's look at some of the moves that they made here in Baltimore. Some of the losses, they lost Ben Powers, the guard. They lost Chuck Clark, the safety there. And they also lost Calais Campbell, their defensive end. They picked up Nelson Agholor at wide receiver, but the big one, they also picked up Geno Stone. But they also got Odell Beckham Jr. at wide receiver to pair along with the tendered Lamar Jackson because he's been franchise tagged. He hadn't signed it yet. So it's up to him to sign that thing. And then we're going to have something going on in Baltimore. From what I can see, Baltimore, they ain't quitting. So Kyle, what do we think about Baltimore and what they've done this offseason?
I mean, not a whole lot done. I feel like, you know, you can't really judge their offseason until you have the one big question mark answered. Is Lamar Jackson going to be back? Is he that dude that takes you from, like, middle of the pack and puts you over the top? Yes. Yes, if he's healthy. I'm going to say yes. I say you do whatever you need to do. But you just see them signing all these people and giving them, like, all kinds of money. Odell Beckham did not deserve that much money, in my opinion. I'm sorry. He's just, he's not what he, you know, what he was on the Giants back when he was just, you know, catching balls all over the place. He had him and Eli just doing their thing. He's not him anymore. He did have, you know, little spurts with Stafford. Dude, they're paying all these other players. I just, like, why? Like, it's a running joke. It's a meme because, like, it's obvious to everyone else in the entire planet that you need to pay this man, and you're paying, like, everyone else. Why are they doing that? Someone please, like, I don't understand. I don't have an answer for that. I don't know.
What did he get from Baltimore, Odell? How much did he get, at least?
He got, like, what was it, like, $18 million?
Total was $18 million.
$18 million, so
okay. Ah, well, like, hey,
are you serious? That's 18 that could have been paid towards Lamar Jackson.
Well, they've already allocated that money because he's franchise tagged. Yeah. So, like, which, that money's already in escrow.
So long, right? I mean, yeah. Tim, what you say?
I think Odell Beckham is just a bring Lamar back. Okay,
I seen Tim rolling his eyes when we brought up Nelson Agholor, which, I mean, like, I get it. Like, what is he really, that dude that you're bringing in that's like, oh, hey, here we got, you know, Odell Beckham, who's, you know, people are calling washed up, Nelson Agholor, who's never been that dude. So, I don't get it.
So let's say Lamar Jackson does come back. You know, he signs that franchise tag and everything like that. I mean, what are we thinking about the weapons of Beckham, Bateman, Agholor, Duvernay? And then you also got the tight end, Mark Andrews, and J.K. Dobbins. I mean, to me, it still seems like a pretty decent offense. Of course, Lamar Jackson himself, too.
And also, I'm kind of curious about Bateman. You know, I don't know Bateman. But what's Bateman's role going to be here? He's number two now, and no doubt going to be number one.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a thing about how Lamar ends up meshing with OBJ.
Because,
I mean, listen, they hadn't had time to work together, so we have to try to get together before training camp starts. And who knows when Lamar's going to end up signing that franchise tag. I gotta imagine he's not even going to be at a lot of training camp. And if that's the case, I mean, that offense is kind of going to be behind. They got to figure the things out during season then at that point.
Hey, this is a good point too, because they're not going to be able to, like, BJ and Lamar are going to be able to help you too.
Right. Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it's still good to see Baltimore is not quitting and just, you know, packing it all in, because, you know, nobody needs that in fantasy, you know.
No, God.
Definitely don't need that in fantasy, man. So, all right. Got to hide a bunch of stuff and all of this. So let's move on to Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns. They got a new defensive coordinator and Jim Schwartz coming out of Philly. And some of the guys they lost, Jacoby Brissett, the quarterback. They lost Greedy Williams. Kareem Hunt still unsigned. Maybe they get him back. Who knows? But he's still unsigned, and all the big money in free agency is gone. He saw them make a big trade to get Elijah Moore. And they brought in Dalvin Tomlinson also on the defensive line. So with Cleveland getting a new defense coordinator, I guess second year for DeSean Jackson. I mean, what do you think the outlook looked like for Cleveland there, Kyle?
I don't know. How many pieces does DeSean Watson really need around him to be good and to be able to win games? I mean, you saw what he did in Houston, and Houston is never, you know, they're never a built team where they got all these weapons. I don't know. I think he's just kind of proven that he can take a team and win games. He does need a full off season. He needs to, you know, get ready. Last year did not work out well for him. He came in week 11. Yeah, man. But if he has a whole off season, he's working with these guys day in, day out. I'm pretty high on DeSean Watson, and no matter who you put around him, he's going to make them better. So I'm optimistic on Cleveland. But it's always tough when you're, you know, playing Joe Burrow twice a year, John Harbaugh and Baltimore. Pittsburgh is never going to be an easy out. So it's like just the division that you play in, it's always a struggle, you know, and you've seen that for years and years. But, dude, I'm pretty high on DeSean Watson and seeing him being able to actually win some games. So as long as he's not, you know, doing no funny business, as they say. But
Tim, what do you think about the weapons here in Cleveland with Amari Cooper, Peoples Jones, you got Elijah Moore, you got Nick Chubb in the backfield, and Joku at tight end. Of course, you got Watson. I mean, to me, it still looks pretty good.
What I'm looking at right now is Chubb's only got less than for a running back position for running back. So for the state of the run to go, this guy to come up and kind of take some of that in the run position. They might end up picking somebody up in the draft. That's kind of been talked about right now. Browns picking somebody up in the draft. Got his Scrivenay.
Yeah. UCLA.
I'm also highlighting Elijah Moore right here. I kind of expect him to come out and look pretty good. Jennifer's always been talking to this guy's like a passing tight end, but I just, my personal don't see it enough. So I'm expecting Moore to pick up some targets, some of the other good skills, those targets, and then
Okay. Yep. Cleveland, man, I think we're going to get some nice points coming out of Cleveland this year, because, you know, DeSean Watson getting back into the groove of things, man, I think that's going to be pivotal to them transitioning back to being one of the teams that's in contention for that North division. So let's keep this thing moving and go over to Cincinnati. And Cincinnati, they've made some moves. They lost a lot of their defensive backfield, both of their safeties. Jesse Bates left, went to the Falcons. Von Bell went to the Panthers. You had guys like Hayden Hurst. I was really hoping Hayden Hurst stayed in Cincinnati, but he went to the Panthers. Another loss I think is going to be pretty big for them is Samaje Perine. This guy looked pretty good at running back in Cincinnati last year. Mixon was just mixed in, and well, he was mixed in with Mixon, and he produced a lot of points still, man. Perine was pretty dang on good. I'm sad to see him go to a different team just because you never know what the different team is going to offer him as far as the workload and everything like that. Some of the players they added in Cincinnati, Orlando Brown at left tackle. That should help a lot with protecting Joe Burrow. You saw them also go after Nick Scott at safety, and they brought back Jermaine Pratt at linebacker. Kyle, talk to me about Cincinnati here.
I mean, you know, kind of the same situation where you have your quarterback, you just got to surround him. Finally, like they have a big signing, you know, offensive tackle. But if I'm mistaken, didn't they bring in, what's his name, Lyle Collins? And he came in and he said,
right tackle.
Okay, right tackle. So now they got the left tackle. So now they got his blind side. But, I mean, that one did not pan out well.
Right.
And this one, it's just like, oh, no. Like, your O-line has been so bad. Literally, you guys would have won the Super Bowl by 50 points if you could block. Like, honest to God, is this going to be another one of those things where they spend all this money? He's going to come in and be like, oh, hey, nobody touching Joe. I got you, Joe. You're totally good. Like, and then he just comes out and he plays terrible. Ends up, you know, he's hurt half the season, whatever.
He said the right things in off season, like, we're going to protect Joe.
That's exactly what you want to hear. 100%. But at the same time, did not happen. Did not work out.
Yeah.
it just makes me worry. I'd really like to see them kind of address more interior linemen in the draft. Because, man, like, they have just been missing and missing on protecting Joe Burrow, your number one pick, literally, you know, the god of all freaking college football players, comes out, he's balling out, but nobody can block for him, and it's just, like, such a struggle. It's so sad to see. Like, I wonder what would happen if he had one of those, I want to say, like, 2016 Cowboys offensive lines where they literally have, like, a truck. You can run a truck through the hole, and Zeke Elliott has, like, you know, 5,000 yards. It's like, dude, you can only wonder because still ain't seen it.
Well, what are you guys thinking about with these weapons? I'm just looking. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. I mean, that's still, like, mm-hmm. three best receivers as a core unit together to go along with Burrow. Now they got Irv Smith from Minnesota at tight end. This could end up being a good move, a pretty big move, because there was a void of talent coming in that tight end position. And of course, we got Joe Mixon. So, Tim, what you think about these weapons here?
Hey, look, man, I'm kind of cautious of Joe Mixon this year because all the people did, you just said, you know, he pulled a gun on somebody at his house, but he could get suspended at some point because he's already had this altercation in college where he was hit. And so I'm kind of, I've been monitoring that, just double checking, making sure everything's safe for drafting Joe Mixon and their draft picks. But I mean, the passing game is, like, always lit. You know, Chase sheds to the woods in Erksmith, which is where it's an area right now. The Eagles are also looking at, if you're going to end up picking somebody up, it's going to be a dark road, dark horse, as I like to call it, on this team. I think it's going to be Trayvon Williams. I think he's going to take up another two spot, and if Mixon's out, then I think it's going to be, it might end up being.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge pickup right there. That happens.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's keep this thing moving. We're going to go over to Pittsburgh. Let's see. Pittsburgh. They lost their cornerback, Cameron Sutton. Devin Bush, their linebacker. Terrell Edmonds, their safety. They got guys like Cole Holcomb, Patrick Peterson, LSU.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Braden Fajoco, also from LSU. I like some of these additions. Patrick Peterson's a little bit older, but he had a hell of a year last year. And so if he can produce this again for that Pittsburgh defense, like they could be pretty good still. And it's always Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh traditionally has a good defense. So
yeah, honestly.
So yeah, man. Let's look at their let's look at this roster, man. Like, what guys are you looking at trying to obtain for Pittsburgh?
That's tough. Is anybody sold on Kenny Pickens? Like,
I'm not sold on coordinator. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Love Najee Harris, but like, man, I want to see a good offense, and I always shy away if it's not looking like they can score any points. Why would you pick them up in fantasy? That just doesn't make sense. It's not logical.
So, I mean, their weapons, Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, Najee Harris, and Pat Freiermuth. Freiermuth was a decent tight end there, man, like last year.
So, yeah, not terrible.
Yeah. So, if Kenny Pickett could take a step forward and his offense as a whole takes a step forward, I think you can probably look at a guy like George Pickens breaking out,
yeah,
and being one of these top wide receivers that we love to have on our teams.
That would be crazy if they just kind of like develop some rapport where, you know, they both got drafted last year. They had a tough first year, but like this is their, you know, sophomore year. They're coming out and they got their groove now. And like, you know, Najee's running the ball well. Their O-line's playing well. Their offense is moving and grooving, and those two can kind of get something going. That would be pretty crazy to see, like them two, you know, getting drafted together and then having this relationship that turns him into a wide receiver in one. That would be pretty dope. I would like to see that. Definitely. Mm. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Well, we're going to move to the AFC East, and let's talk about these guys. Oh, my goodness. Didn't show up. Here we go. This is live, y'all. It's live. All right, in the AFC East. Yeah, you know, hey, it is what it is, okay? Y'all got to deal with this. So, all right, the AFC East, we're starting off with Buffalo. Buffalo, I know they lost their defense coordinator, but it don't look like they hired one. So I'm assuming Sean McDermott is going to be the de facto guy there to call the defensive signals. I mean, he's done it before, of course. That's how he got that job in the first place. So if he ends up doing that, I think he'll be okay still. But they lost their linebacker, Tremaine Edmonds. They lost Isaiah McKenzie. Also, Jameson Williams and Devin Singletary. They added Deontay Hardy, the trader from New Orleans. Damon Harris from the Patriots. Yeah. They got Connor McGovern on the offensive line. They got Matt Milano back and Jordan Poyer also, and also re-signed Nyheim Hines. So Buffalo always did have a lot of pieces there on their board. The guys that they brought back with Poyer, Milano, I thought that was really important, especially with losing Tremaine Edmonds. They have to keep that defense together because, I mean, that defense, it built them out a lot of situations. So it's nice to see them keep that together. But what are we looking at with the weapons in Buffalo there, Kyle?
I mean, I always like Buffalo. Last year, I rolled with Devin Singletary a good amount. Did pretty well. I'm thinking that Damian Harris signing might be kind of sneaky good. I'm not sure what's going on with James Cook, Dalvin's brother, mm-hmm. young brother. Didn't like really liked what I saw from year one. But, you know, he could come back and bounce back. But I don't know. I kind of thinking something new at running back might kind of get them going. And I like Damian Harrison in New England, definitely. So I know it says James Cook, RB1 right now. I think that could switch. And then maybe have Nyheim Hines with him and his legendary kick returns. No wonder they re-signed him. But I don't know. I'm kind of liking that Damian Harris signing. Obviously, you know, with Allen and Diggs, like, you cannot go wrong. Kind of need some other weapons. And Gabe Davis is a nice option. Mm-hmm. I like that they still have Gabe Davis as the wide receiver too. But it's another one of those offenses, like, you just need the guys up front, and they're just gonna roll. I love Buffalo. I feel like they kind of underperformed last year, but, you know, Josh Allen's the man, dude. Like, I am so, so high on that dude. He saved my ass so many times last season. I will forever be grateful. So I'm all in on Josh Allen no matter what. So between him and Diggs, you know, Harris coming in, I like it. I like what I see a lot.
What are you thinking about this running back room? Because I think it's going to be a straight up timeshare. I don't see James Cook handling most of the carries.
No,
Damon Harris just hasn't stayed healthy.
That's
Nyheim Hines true, the same thing. So,
yeah.
I really think that maybe the Buffalo running back situation will never be coming.
Yeah. He's got a point, yeah.
Yep. All right, let's move to our next team, Miami Dolphins. They hired a new defense coordinator and Vic Fangio. There was a little talk that he was going to go to Sean Payton's club, but, you know, hey, this guy got the money out there in Miami. And they got some good weather out there in Miami, so mm-hmm. I would have taken that gig too. Just look at some of the guys they lost: Mike Gesicki, John Jenkins, the trader from New Orleans. Also, Thomas Morstead, another trader. They added guys like Jalen Ramsey, in a trade with the Rams. They got Dan Freeney on the offensive line. They got your boy Mike White.
Yeah. You know Tim love that.
Yeah. David Long, the linebacker. Taylor Rapp, the safety. But one of the most curious things that they did to me was re-signing Mostert and Jeff Wilson. Why did they re-sign all these running backs in Miami? And, you know, it was already like a hard type of timeshare to begin with.
Yeah.
Look, man, they just signed up the Central Silver.
Hey, Tim, there's half-naked women behind you. What are you doing?
What are we doing?
Stop looking at us, Tim. Look behind you.
whoa, hold on. Let's get in there. Hold on. Okay.
Thank you, Dale.
yeah, but
goodness gracious,
Miami. I really thought they were going to just be all in for a running back in the draft, but with them resigning Wilson and Mostert, I mean, maybe not. Maybe they're going to go with this committee approach and hope for the best here.
I mean, that was so annoying last year. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but like between Wilson and Mostert, I don't know. I rolled with Wilson when he got there, and that kind of worked out. That was pretty cool. It looked like he was for sure going to be the RB1, but then he's still dealing with his injuries. He's still kind of, you know, all over the place. And then he had like a game where he had what, like 3 yards or something. It was awful. I think Jeff Wilson's the better running back, but yet to be seen on what they think in the Miami front office. I don't know what they're thinking, but from what I've seen, I'm saying Jeff Wilson.
Oh, and Tim, it still got your guy Myles Gaskin. What you think about Myles Gaskin, Tim?
I'm a Myles Gaskin guy. All right, I'm still waiting for him to take over. But I don't have him. I already dropped him in all my other leagues. I will say though that I'm interested in the tight end spot. Durham Smuts, it's a lot. Very interesting position. And secondly, all right, look, the backup for Tua, because we know what's going to happen to Tua. I hate to say that, but Mike White's a great addition. He might be a sneaky top five QB in the season.
Oh, Mike White.
That was pretty great. Over
there. I know you like that, Kyle.
I did, yeah. I honestly, that one game he had, 300 plus, 3 touchdowns, man, like, you know, the talent's there. Like, it was apparent that, you know, he is that dude, so.
Yep. Let's go over to New England. And with New England, they lost Jonnu Smith via trade. Nelson Agholor, Jacoby Myers, Damian Harris, and Devin McCourty retired. They added Mike Gesicki to tight end. They got Juju Smith-Schuster. They added Raleigh Reef, James Robinson. They got Jabril Peppers back and Roquan McMillan at linebacker. So, with New England losing two of their receivers, they brought back Juju. I'm assuming they're going to be in the draft looking for a wide receiver to head on that other side. So, but they also lost, you know, that running back. I'm assuming they're going to roll with Ramondre Stevenson for the most part. But what do they end up doing here on offense, Kyle?
I mean, yeah, I don't think that Juju is your answer at wideout. It kind of seems like the last few drafts have all been pretty heavy in good wide receivers. I don't know, maybe that's just me. You know, you see Garrett Wilson and Olave go in the first round, and they both, you know, are balling out. I feel like that's kind of a trend, these college wideouts that are coming in, and they're just like immediately making an impact.
Get ready.
Yeah, honest to God. I got a couple guys, like the wideout from TCU, like got my eye on him. Obviously, Ohio State just pops him out like nobody's business. But yeah, they really do need to address wide receiver. I really don't think that, you know, Juju coming in is going to be like this, you know, savior, and he's going to be this wide receiver one, and he's going to catch, you know, 70, 80 balls and go for 1,000 yards. That's, I just don't see that happening. I think
their roster. Like, I think they're just kind of giving away receiver. Like, they're gonna get Juju, and then maybe gonna bring in a rookie, and then they're gonna roll with their tight ends because they got Hunter Henry, and they also got Mike Gesicki. I mean, these are two nice pass catching tight ends.
I mean,
so maybe that's what they do in the passing game.
Devontae Parker's still not a bad option. I remember him in Miami. That's still not a terrible wideout to get out there and start him on Sunday as your wide receiver too. But you'd like to see, you know, maybe it's Bill Belichick, so you can't count on anything. But you'd like to see maybe like a high wide receiver pick for me. But you know, who knows what that dude is thinking? No one knows. Come on, man.
I don't think he has a defensive coordinator either.
And also, rumor has it that he was shopping Mac Jones this offseason.
Yeah, I heard that for you.
That would be interesting, but I know for sure they're gonna keep him. I forgot to mention it. They brought in a new offensive coordinator with Bill O'Brien, and from also some of the rumors I saw was that Mac Jones was helping to design the offense there with Bill O'Brien. So I think that's always a good idea when you're getting stuff that your quarterback's comfortable with. That should do nothing but help them be successful. And if the quarterback's successful, your team's gonna be successful. And you know, it's what it is, man. So,
so Dale, what do you think about Ramondre Stevenson?
I think Stevenson is a New England running back, and therefore there will be frustration to be had when you're dealing with New England running back, because that's the way it goes.
Oh God, New England running back. Literally, that phrase right there gives me a fucking headache. I'm sorry. Dude, oh man. Anyone who's played fantasy football knows exactly what we're talking about. I feel like the closest guy maybe I could think of, Stevenson last year was okay, cool, yeah. I think LeGarrette Blount, maybe that one year.
Yeah.
That between him, maybe James White, like those were two starters, I feel like, but dude, New England running back, come on, bro.
Yep.
Give me a headache.
Yep. For real, man.
Yep.
Let's move to our last team, the New York Jets. And let's look at some of the stuff they did. They lost Braxton Berrios, Sheldon Rankins, the trader from New Orleans, Dan Feeney, of course, Mike White, Elijah Moore in that trade to the Browns. They lost Nathan Shepard to New Orleans. I don't know how they let that guy go. Good God. He's going to be amazing. and they also lost James Robinson, which was a questionable trade. Why did they even make that trade to begin with last year? It didn't make any sense. Let's look at the guys that they added. They're supposed to add Aaron Rodgers if this trade ever happens.
Ever.
They brought in Chuck Clark, the safety, Alan Lazard, Thomas Morstead, the trader from New Orleans.
Trader.
Mecole Hardman. Castillo, the center there. Solomon Thomas and Quincy Williams, the linebacker. I think the Jets, they've solidified their defense, of course, like keeping their young players like Thomas and bringing back Quincy Williams. But it's just a matter to see what they're going to do on offense. I think they're one of those teams that's just add a quarterback and you get an instant contender. And once they can get this deal done to actually get Rodgers on their team, I think things are going to be pretty good for them. But again, we start talking about practice. I know we're talking about practice, but it's practice. And I mean, you got to get these reps, A-Ron, you know?
Honestly. Where's Allen Iverson when you need him, bro?
Right. It's just a matter of time. I mean, we're going to see if this trade happens before the draft or after. From what I saw with the latest rumors, like they want to offer a second-round pick this year, a first-round pick next year, and they want the Packers to give them a conditional first if Aaron Rodgers decides to retire after one season. But the Packers don't want to do this. So how do you feel about that as a Packers fan? Yeah. You want the conditional first?
No. I'm not getting first. No, I'm not getting
first. Listen, I don't blame the Jets for being like, listen, he's talking about retiring. And so if we trade for him and he retires next year, we want a first back.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a fantasy show, man. We're trying to figure out what the hell is going on in New York because they just shipped off Mike White, and you know you're supposed to get A-Rod. It's like, you know, 99.999% gonna happen, but you know. Like, until it does happen, is it going to happen? Like, I'm hearing all this stuff. One of my best friends is a Jets fan, sadly. It's unfortunate. I feel very bad for him. But he's saying, like, all this stuff about how the owner's like, yeah, man, this is not good enough. You know, if he's coming out talking about retiring, he needed this whole darkness retreat, yada, yada, thinking you're hanging it up. You know, why am I giving up all this capital to maybe get him for a year, maybe two tops? Like, it's just like now the owner's coming in and saying all this stuff. I'm like, man, y'all need to figure it out. Jets, stop being the New York Jets. Be good again. We want to see you good again. man, I just like it's still like up in the air.
Green Bay just need to make the trade, man. Just make the trade. Give up that conditional first. As long as he don't retire, you don't have to give it up.
Damn. he just don't want to hear it, Dale.
Yeah. Tim doesn't like give up stuff in trades. He wants to get everything.
That's right.
All right. Let's look at this roster here. Because on offense, I think they've got a lot of weapons. They've got to sort out this wide receiver field because we've got Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Mecole Hardman, and Corey Davis, too. So
sure.
I think Corey Davis is not going to just give up his job laying down, man. Like, you have to fight for him. So
wasn't he like a number 5 overall pick?
Yeah. He can't stay healthy again. Yeah. That's what it is. Can't stay healthy.
Honestly, that's the weirdest kind of wide receiver room I think I've seen in the entire league. Mm-hmm. Garrett Wilson, like, came out, was, you know, balled out, did his thing. Alan Lazard, you know, coming over from Green Bay. Mecole Hardman come from Kansas City. They have these guys who can, you know, who are just studs between Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. You have these quarterbacks that are veterans that can get you the ball in tight spaces that are, you know, it's just like this whole thing, this whole depth chart right here is a giant question mark.
Yeah.
If this actually goes down, great. Yeah, sounds good. Jets are for sure immediate contenders, but if some freaky stuff happens and A-Rod is not, he's not going to go to the Jets. He's going to retire. He's going to go back to his darkness. and just stay in the dark. dude, you are like that wide receiver room with just an average Joe quarterback is just trash. Mm. It's awful.
Okay. All right. Well, I know I'm looking at it. I'm assuming A-Ron is going to be there. Okay.
Yeah. We can assume. Yeah.
And I like Garrett Wilson and Lazard. Lazard's going to be cheap to obtain. I'm not sold on Cole Hardman. I think he's always been, a guy with a bunch of potential, but, never really materializing. So,
yeah.
That's what I think there. But I'm curious to see how Breece Hall is going to come back from his injury and if they're going to rotate Michael Carter in more to, help his career, go a little bit longer. So that's what I'm really looking to. So what you thinking here about the Jets, man, as we wrap this thing up, Tim? Yeah. All right. Well, we didn't hear anything you said, but we like the view in the back. And appreciate that.
Breece Hall with A-Rod is scary to follow up on what Tim was saying. Yeah. That dude is straight money. That was a great pick. Man, if he has A-Rod, that's RB1, man. That's my fantasy starter right there. Shit.
Okay. Well, hey, we got some nice action going on behind Tim right now. If you don't subscribe to us on YouTube, go ahead and check us out. BS and Beer Media. We'll keep this action up there. We don't need to go back to me and Kyle.
Yeah, next week I'm gonna be at Twin Peaks or something. There you go. Next week I'll do it at Twin Peaks or Hooters or something, and I'll be the one. Y'all can put me on the stage. There you go. That's a bet.
There we go. All right. Well, that's gonna wrap things up for the show this week. We hope to see you next week. Remember to subscribe, like, share. Go get your mom's phone. Play our podcast on that phone, and then the TV that nobody's watching, go ahead and play our YouTube videos on that one too. And we really appreciate that. So let me leave you guys with one more thought.
I hate you guys so very, very much.
And we out.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us BS and Beer @iCloud.com.